Bonjour. Recorded at the Embassy of France in Washington, D.C., welcome to Francophiles, a podcast to explore, with listeners like you, the unique ties of diplomacy and the role of France in the United States. My name is Andrea, an American and fellow Francophile, and I will be your host on our podcast. My work here, like that of many at the Embassy, is about building bridges between France and the U.S. Together, we'll explore the great French-American friendship in the context of our modern society. We'll learn about one of the world's oldest allies through culture, history, business, politics, and many fun facts along the way. We'll bring to you guest speakers and experts in the field to talk about France's influence in the U.S. and at times on the world stage. On our bonus episodes, we'll take you behind the scenes of one of the largest embassies of France abroad. Stay tuned. We promise you will know enough about France and the United States to impress all your future dinner guests. Podcast episode, we get an exclusive interview with Gwendol Polonek, the International Director for Michelin Guide. For our listeners, the French name Michelin, sometimes pronounced Michelin in the U.S., can evoke two different ideas. One, the prestigious culinary merit for restaurants known as the Michelin stars, and two, the Michelin man, a smiling tubby-like mascot made of white tires representing one of the oldest tire manufacturing companies in the world. The two may seem very distinct from one another, but in fact, they are perfectly related. We'll talk with Gwendol Polonek, the International Director for the Michelin Guide, about how the French tire manufacturing company Michelin, founded in 1889 by André and Édouard Michelin in Clermont-Ferrand, led to the creation of the Michelin Guide, one of today's leading reviewers in the world's fine dining industry. We will also explore with Gwendol about Michelin Guide's origins in France and how French culture and its expectations in the kitchen and in cuisine have influenced Michelin's current operations today. But first, a little backstory to why we chose to talk about the Michelin Guide specifically for this series. For the past 14 years, Michelin Guide has brought its team of incognito restaurant reviewers and experts to explore the delectable and wide array of restaurant options in five cities across the United States. Beginning with New York in 2005, following with Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and finally, Washington, D.C. Since the first D.C. edition in 2016, the Michelin Guide has hosted Washington, D.C.'s Michelin Guide Star Reveal at the French Ambassador's Residence on Kalorama Road. What is a star reveal, you ask? A soiree where food journalists, distinguished chefs, public figures in the restaurant industry, and foodie gourmands are specially invited to view the nominations of next year's Michelin Guide Star Reveal. It's just like the Grammys, but with more delectable appetizers. We promise you will learn of how the vision of two French brothers inspired quality and service to the restaurant business in the United States and around the world. So here we are with Gwendol Polonek, the International Director for the Michelin Guide, just moments before the big reveal at the Ambassador's Residence. Gwendol, thank you for coming to speak with us on this very special evening. Before we jump into your role at the Michelin Guide, could you speak to us about the history of Michelin and how the Michelin Guide came to be?
As you know, the Michelin Guide is born in France, it's 1900. And then the star system we know today, 1, 2, 3, originated back in 1926. At the very beginning, the Michelin Guide was to help the motorist to find its own way and to find the best services to repair the car, for example. So it was very practical and it intended to give to people a reason to travel also. And step by step, the mission that first was very practical turned to be making more enjoyable. Restaurants and hotels were the main part of the mission guide recommendation. Basically, we can say that the mission guide is maybe one of the original brand content idea. So it was very, very innovative at that time. Provide the people with a reason to travel.
Why do you think that food was so important in the French culture, but also for the motorists, also for the vision of Michelin?
Oh, that's very good questions. First, because the main point was give the people a reason to travel, a safe way to travel, because as you know, Michelin is a tire company. So it was a way to expand the markets. But traveling in France was also a good opportunity to discover the terroir, the different territory, the products. And yes, obviously, food is a great part of the French culture. Not only food, also the wine, all that coming together.
Absolutely. Tell me a little bit more about the Michelin Guide's rating system, the stars, the Bib Gourmand, and finally the network of these undercover inspectors, they would call them.
Starting with the methodology, all over the world, we apply the same methodology, looking at the quality of the food based on five criteria. First of all, is the quality of the ingredients, then the mastery of the cooking techniques, then the balance, harmony of flavors, the personality of the chef as expressed on the plate, and the consistency throughout the menu and throughout the year. And then, for example, for the Bib Gourmand, we also take into account the value for money to be able to recommend the best restaurants for the value for money. So good food at a very affordable price.
Yes, absolutely. That sounds like the right criteria and a rigorous process. And the inspectors are there to inspect it along the way throughout a certain amount of time. They are your seers in some ways in the Michelin industry, right?
No, it's true. I am today, you know, the only public face of the so-called famously anonymous inspectors. So inspectors, they are anonymous because it's the only way to ensure that they are living the restaurant experience the same way as any normal customer. Today, all around the world, we have 15 different nationalities of inspectors, speaking altogether more than 25 different languages. We have more and more female inspectors. Okay, what can I tell more is maybe, let's say, on the average, there are about 41 year old.
Okay, interesting facts. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to go back to the origin of our podcast. We are the Francophiles podcast. You know, most of us know that the French love food. But all joking aside, how do you think the French standards in cuisine culture play a role in Michelin's rating system?
Oh, let's say that, of course, France was the original playground for the Michelin Guide. But from the very beginning, the methodology was crafted to fit with all the culinary culture. Because starting in 1904, the Michelin Guide started to expand internationally. Today, however, we can say that the French culture still has a lot of impact on the culinary world. And ends on the Michelin Guide. If we look at all the selection of the Michelin Guide today, so in more than 30 different countries, we got about 20% of the restaurants rated with a star, offering, let's say, French food, or using French products, or French techniques. And then you also have a lot of restaurants today that have been influenced by the French mastery of cooking techniques. And I will say in some field, for example, like pastry, France is still, taking the lead.
Yes, I think my croissant in the morning will agree. Speaking of expansion, tell me a bit more about why did Michelin Guide expand to the U.S. and choose these U.S. cities? And then finally, what about the gastronomy scene here in Washington, D.C.?
You know, the Mission Guide started in the US in 2005, landing in New York from Europe. But the US culinary scene has been improving a lot, developing a lot since we first started in New York. We have seen in New York or San Francisco or Chicago more and more stars from one year to another, almost blossoming. So the culinary scene is turning to be more and more consistent and also more and more diverse. And here in DC, it's quite stunning to see how many different styles of food. Just in the DC guide, we have 36 different cuisine styles. So that tells a lot about what is happening here.
Okay, well, I am looking forward to celebrating the Michelin star chefs tonight at the residency. And it's been an absolute pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much. And I wish you luck for the rest of the year.
Thank you. Bon appétit.
If you like this episode, please be sure to subscribe to the Francophiles podcast. As always, we are happy to receive your comments through our website, www.franceintheus.org/francophiles, with an F. See what we did there? Thank you all for listening, and until next time, à bientôt!